Western New York CJ Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Countryline Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the Good Hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With three floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Peckett here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit HardingPlumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations, to let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or a thousand cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them in to Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The Academic and Student Affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joins CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics.
Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Taking it off the left side and got to get a gain of about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, Sumerski that time off the left side. You said he's a senior. He's a Lutcher senior or honor before the game, along with Maddox Kelly and a handful of other Lutcher players.
Looks like a gain of about five right now. They're going to mark it at the 35-yard line here, so it'll be a second down and five. No score in the ball game. We apologize for the technical difficulties early on, but we're up and running now here in this matchup between these two really good teams having great seasons right now and sort of jockeying for sectional slots as well here on a second and five. It's a handoff there, and Merritt off the right side. They're going to be very close to a first down for Rona Merritt.
Rona Merritt off the right side, as you said. Bring up a third and short.
They're going to mark it. It's looking kind of like a long 1 or 2 yards here to go here on third down.
Third and two.
LPW all in black, going from your radio left to right, and the Bombers in their dark pants, dark helmets, white jerseys, and powder blue numbers. Kelly waits for the snap, hand off, Sumerski trying to cut up inside, nice little nifty move past the first down marker, and down to about the 26 for a first down.
Yeah, Sumerski, three runs for LPW and a nice first down. And we have some injury news for LPW with Braden Merritt being out tonight with an ankle sprain and Jake McIntyre with a shoulder sprain. So both players out tonight, and we'll see about next week.
It is kind of fortuitous because of what LPW does. They are kind of deep when it comes to running the ball and doing some things. So we'll see how they will miss Merritt on the defensive side of the ball for sure because he's had several interceptions this season. Kelly under center on a first and 10, and it is going to be a handoff up the middle. And Gaff on there. Yep, Logan Gaff there with a carry. That's going to get him.
Logan Gaff on the carry.
Looks like about 5-6 yards on the play.
Yeah, Logan Gaff, another Lutcher player, another senior honor before the game tonight. So their backfield is ready to go.
Just a little less than 5 yards to go here on second down.
Second and four.
Ball just beyond the 20-yard line here as LPW early on off a great kickoff return, ending up with good field position here early on in this ball game. There is no score. LPW approaches the line. You got Sumerski and Gaff in the backfield and Ronan Merritt. And handoff to Sumerski off the left side. He spins. Nice little nifty move there to try to get to the marker there, but he's going to get pushed back.
Sumerski,
they're going to give him maybe the original line of scrimmage. It started off more hopeful than it ended up, but third down and three or four.
Yeah, we always, Sumerski runs hard every time, and it looked like he might be able to spin out of the first tackle, which he did, but the Bombers did a nice job closing in on him.
So it'll be a third and four now from the 21-yard line. on a cool night out here at Letchworth. It's definitely feeling like November, almost November weather here. A little wet. Got two receivers spread out to the left this time and two backs in the backfield here as Kelly goes back to pass. He's going to run the gaff on a Statue of Liberty type play, and it's enough for a first down to take him down inside the 15.
Yep, they've done that a number of times this year, and it almost always works. I'd say at least 80% of the time, and usually it's a first down at the least.
I'm a little surprised only because it's a little wet, a little damp out there, you know what I mean, just handling the ball. But, they run it so much that you get to be good at it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. They're definitely pros at that, and they run it better than sometimes we catch on to it. Although I think as the year's gone on, I think we've caught on to it a little more.
Well, there's a long game ahead of us. So first and 10 for the 15-yard line here, and Kelly's under center, and it's going to be a hand. No, he's going to roll to his right there. It was going to be a handoff initially, but he's going to get dropped back at the 25-yard line there. So losing substantial yardage, at least 8 on the play with the sack.
Yeah, went back to pass, faked the handoff initially, went back to pass, didn't see his first read, didn't like it, then it looked like he was going to try to run, but to give the Bombers credit for the defensive pressure that time.
So second down and about...
it'll be second and 18.
Second and 18. That was my guess. But Mike Holmes just confirmed it for me, so there we go. And LPW breaks in the huddle here. Lining up with three in the backfield. They'll send a man in motion. Rhoda Merritt now rolls to his right. And now we're going to get a false start here. We're going to get the... it's going to false start on LPW. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty there. So now it's second and 23.
Yeah, a very promising drive with those two first downs. Now it's, as you said, second and very long. So they don't need to pick up 23 right away. Just pick up a chunk here, give yourself third and manageable, and then probably four down territory.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a pass or not. It's not horribly windy tonight. You know, you just got to worry about handling the ball because, if it's wet at all or the grass is wet at all.
Second
23. And now we got a whistle there, and we're going to get a timeout for LPW. So why don't we step away for 60 seconds? This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin. Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
And we're back at Letchworth High School there on a third down play. A little late to get back to the action. Or second down play, I should say. And it ended up being with a attempted pass, and then the ball squirted out of Rhoda Merritt's hands, and he had to fall on it. And so now a loss of another 5 yards. So this has become third down and 33, I think.
Yeah, they're definitely up against it here. And you'd like to see him maybe get 15 here if you could. It looks like it's third and 27, it looks like, I guess. Hard to really tell.
I thought we were at 20.
It looks like they're at the 32, and you got to get to the 5, so that sounds right.
All right, so under center on a third down. Hand off to Sumariski again this time. Good run to the second level there. Still on his feet. He's headed down inside close to the 10-yard line. He got a big chunk of that back, John.
Yeah, outstanding run by Sumariski. We mentioned it's senior night, and Sumariski trying to have a night to remember and bring up a fourth and very manageable, about 5 yards maybe.
Yeah, fourth and 6 at least, the way it looks right now. Maybe somewhere in there. Wow, what a way to get a chunk of yardage back for sure. So four down territory anyway. And standing at the 11. Kelly waiting on the snap. Sumariski going to get met, and the Bombers are ready for him this time, and nothing doing on that. Going to get stopped and lose about 4 yards on the play. So the Bombers will take over right around the 15-yard line. Why don't we step away for 30? This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
And a first down run by the Bombers here. Going to pick up 11 yards on the play on the carry. There is number two, Redavian Allen. And they'll move the sticks right there on that first carry.
Yeah, the Bombers have been an outstanding team over the year. Last year, these two teams met, and the Bombers were victorious 36-16. So LPW knows they have a worthy opponent here tonight.
Stepping to the line again. Ball at the up around the 27-yard line now. From the gun. And it's going to be a jet sweep there. Justice Allen going around the right side, up the sideline, and heading out of bounds there. He's going to pick up the first down. They're very close to it, at least, right by the marker. But it looks like a gain of 10, and they'll move the sticks again.
Yeah, outstanding start for the Bombers with two carries. And they haven't moved the chains yet, but I think it's going to be second and very short if they are going to move them short.
See where they mark the ball here.
Officials timeout for the measurement.
Yep, they're going to bring the chain gang in to measure this one, so we'll find out in a moment. Waiting for them to come on out and take care of that. They're conferring at that one marker, though. I wonder if they're debating whether or not to bring it out or not.
Well, he ran out of bounds right in front of the marker, so there's really no place for them to go to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, really. You know, I get it.
I think so.
Now they're bringing the chain gang out. Now they're finally moving it there. They're doing something with them. Hurry up and wait sometimes. Just a reminder, Stuff the Truck is going on right now. We're collecting food for the Warsaw Food Pantry, and that's going on tomorrow again from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. out at the Tops in Warsaw. And Walmart in Warsaw, and your donation of non-perishable food items or money donation benefits the Warsaw Food Pantry. So whatever you can donate is appreciated as we make the final push on the final day of it. We hope to see you out there. I'll be out there for a little bit after I get done with radio tomorrow morning.
It'll be second and inches for the Bombers.
So they did the measurement by the line there. It is going to be a second and inches situation. The ball is at the 37-yard line right now, 37.
Yeah, and they had to actually now to spot the ball on the field, they had to move the chains out to so they have the correct spot on the field.
Yep.
Yeah, number 8's the quarterback.
So here they go from the got an eye formation going here, an offset eye anyway. And now they move a player in motion to the end of the line. Winning a shotgun snap this time, and it's going to be a handoff off the right side. And breaking the tackle, well past the first down into LPW territory. That was Redavian Allen again, I believe, getting to the 47-yard line. I think they'll mark him for 48.
Yeah, Justice Allen and Redavian Allen for Yarganando. They're both seniors, and I remember hearing their names called last year when these two teams played. So an outstanding start for the Bombers.
Quarterback is Robert Detman in his junior year. And LPW making some substitutions here as Darren Abbott, who had a monster game a couple weeks ago, goes in. And Logan Schroeder will take a break. So Detman from the gun, they're going to send, they got three receivers spread out to the right side, one man in the backfield. They'll send a man in motion, waiting on the snap. And Detman's going to roll to his right and try to get it. He'll pick up some yardage, four. Looks like about 4 yards, 3 yards there, and heading out of bounds. And let's see where they officially mark him. They've got him. Wow, they've got him marked deeper than it looked, John, initially there. But it's hard to see that opposite sideline, obviously. They've got him for a gain of, looks like closer to eight.
Well, and it looks like they've been pretty much going to the right sideline every time with their offensive plays.
Ball's on the 42.
So second down, they're going to mark him with a gain of Gain of 7 on the play. Second and 3 here. And this time they're going to send Justice Allen out to the left. Redavian Allen to the right. Detman from the gun waiting on the snap. And we're going to hand off right up the middle there and going to be very close to the mark. I'm not sure he quite got it. That was Munding on the carry there, and now a flag pops out too.
Yeah, I think the Bombers had two players in motion at the same time just before or when they snapped. So we're getting an illegal motion call on the E.R. Ganando. That'll move them back second and about 8.
So with that penalty right there, it'll be a second down and 8. The ball's at the LPW's 47-yard line. LPW going from your radio right to left. There's no score in this game. 3:42 to go here in quarter number 1. And this time the Bombers spread a receiver way, way out to the right and one out to the left. Detman from the gun. They'll send a man in motion. That's for Davian Allen. And now Detman's going to keep it. And he is going to get met after about 2-3 yards on the play. He's going to get some of the yardage back there. We're probably looking at a third down and 3.
Yeah, so Detman again, right side. This time not far out to the right side, but still shading toward the right side. So it just seems like their offensive line is very strong on the right side, or they've picked something up, or it's just coincidence.
It's going to be 3rd and 5. It's going to be 3rd and 5 when they marked them from the 47. So here we go again. And this time the East Rochester Gonadda sends a receiver to the right, one to the left. Detman from the gun waits for the snap. And a handoff there. Allen goes through the hole, and he's got one tackler to break, and he gets hauled down by number 22. Justin Mann saves the day because Redavian Allen would have been gone.
Yeah, right up the middle, Redavian Allen.
And we'll see where they mark him officially. They got him down around the 28-yard line. That's going to be more than enough for a Bomber first down.
That's their third first down in this drive. Of course, LPW had a nice drive going until they ran into the penalties. And we'll see if they can come up with a defensive stand here.
Their opening drives have always been about adjustments pretty much all season, just finding their bearings and stuff and then being able to tighten it up. Waiting for the snap. They'll send a man in motion from the left to the right there. That's Panzarella. And waiting on the snap, Devin. And it's going to be a jet sweep. Allen around the right side, and he's going to get brought down, but not before they pick up about 5 yards on the play. Justice Allen on the carry that time.
As you said, it was a sweep going left to right. And once again, the Bombers are working off their offensive right side.
So right now we're looking at a second down, and it looks like about 6 yards. Ball is marked at the 23-yard line, or 22. Detman waits on the snap. Receiver to the right, one to the left. 2 men in the backfield with him. Detman's going to hand off to Redavian Allen, who's going to get met and pushed back. A little pushback for LPW on that one. He got about a yard or two, but still a better effort on the stopping the run.
Yeah, that's one of their better defensive plays so far. And it'll bring up a third, and it looks like maybe about 4.
Gain of about a yard.
3rd and 4 for East Rochester Gonadda with 1:19 to go here in the first quarter. Quinton Town comes out for LPW as they make a change along the line there. This time the Bombers send Ingram out to the right. Allen to the left. Once again, Devin from the shotgun. And he's going to roll to his right, trying to find a receiver and complete at the marker for a first down. Redavian Allen's going to head out of bounds. We'll see where they officially mark him at. It looks like it's right around the looks like it's going to be a first and goal. It looks like it's just inside the 10.
Yeah, you are going to end up just doing what they want to offensively. Just that time, Detman getting rid of the ball quickly to Allen and picking up the first down.
And Mann's going to step
Ball's
out for LPW.
Quinton
Town goes in. First and goal from the 10 for the Bombers here, trying to draw first blood in this game. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now we got a timeout. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Back at Letchworth High School here, and Detman goes to the corner with a pass, and it's going to be incomplete. Although I almost missed that because of an umbrella opening backwards in front of me in the stands. But the pass was too far there for Justice Allen.
Yeah, Justice Allen. It looked like Chase Orcutt was the defender that time. So good job for LPW as the rain has started here.
Yes, and that means I'm at the stand up because the umbrellas are coming out. And all of a sudden, sitting down and seeing is not a thing. So it's a second and goal from the 10-yard line here. Yeah, we're getting some good rain. This is the strongest rain we've seen this afternoon coming down now. And here we go with the Bombers from the eye with Deadman. It's sort of an offset eye. It's hard to describe, John. They shift the line to the right. Got a receiver to the right, one to the left. Justice Allen in motion. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Davian Allen. And trying to find room to run, and he's going to get brought down. They're going to mark him down right around the six. So it'll be a third down and goal from the six.
Yeah, we'll see if LPW can come up with a stop here. Another opportunity. It looks like they'll probably end the quarter here.
Yeah, I would doubt they get another playoff here. Got a chance to think about it and talk about it, you know, go to the end of the quarter here. So why don't we do that, okay? At the end of one quarter, it is nothing with the Bombers knocking on the door. We'll take a 60-second timeout. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Check. Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Back at Letchworth High School, it's going to be a third down and goal for the East Rochester Gannett Bombers. No score in this ball game with LPW. Final game of the regular season. LPW trying to hold on to that number two seed there, although we'll get to the standings again here and absorb that, what the implications are with tonight, with a win or loss for LPW in this game. Deadman waits on the snap. And a bobble, the ball's out, LPW recovers it.
Yeah, I don't know, it was some kind of a, I don't know if it was a trick play or not, but Deadman just, I'm kind of surprised.
I think they did, they were trying to do something there.
I was kind of surprised they didn't.
The ball popped out, LPW got on.
I thought they might, it almost looked like a chest pass kind of thing. So
yeah, they were trying to do the pass in front of you.
Which would be an incomplete pass, but they're not calling it that way, so it's good for LPW.
Well, but then again, I'm not hearing a lot of protesting from the far sideline either. Right. Which you think they might be. Here we go with now. LPW has got the ball at their own 8-yard line. And we got a handoff there on first down and a gain of maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. That's it. It'll be second and 10. And just we got Mike Holmes here in the booth. Mike, did that look like an incomplete pass? What did you see?
Laird on the carry, gain of one. I thought he pushed it forward.
Yeah,
that's what we're thinking too. It's one of those type of quick passes, and it should have been incomplete.
That's why they get the same play. That's why you run that play, because it's the same play. Because Ramsey's got
a. Wish I had a mic for you, but I can hear you. We can hear you, but no, that's
we do have a mic.
It's supposed to, if you throw it forward like that, and you gotta mess it up, it's supposed to be incomplete.
He has a walking chair.
All right, so it was an attempt at what normally would have been a pass and incomplete, but yet LPW has got the ball here on 2nd and 9.
Yeah.
Kelly waits for the ball, and a handoff off the left side. Oh, it's a keeper, and nobody around! Kelly's got all the room in the world down the sideline! 50, 40, 30, 20, one man to catch him, he cuts back inside! Oh, he's going to get brought down to the 5-yard line! What a run by Kelly! These guys are so good at fakes, and it looked like they pulled off another one. They faked out the whole building because Kelly was all alone.
That was outstanding.
Wow.
Now, the officials are way back.
What are they calling back here? Did you see a flag drop back here?
No, I don't see a flag, but there looks like they're bringing the players back. I'm not sure what they're calling.
I don't see a flag on the ground. That's the thing either. What is the call?
The sideline here is a LPW sideline, not at all happy. And like you said, we don't see a flag. And the referee coming over talking to the coaches. And we still don't see. Looks like they're. Maybe you want to say he stepped.
Taken out by an inadvertent whistle. They will spot the ball at the 30-yard line.
Oh, an inadvertent whistle. That's interesting.
They tell these guys all the time. We talked about this last week. When you weren't here, Mike Holmes was saying, they tell the refs, please, look out for the fakes. Be vigilant about the fakes because sometimes you cannot tell who's got the ball, whatever. So they called the other player down because they thought they were down, and Kelly was all alone. It was that good of a fake.
But yeah, it was an outstanding fake. The good news for LPW is they picked up about 20-some yards, and they got a first down. So it's an unfortunate situation, but...
Yeah.
At least they got the first down out of it.
What a shame. What a great run to get wiped out and stuff. But it is the thing when you were gone last week, John, that Mike Holmes brought up. First and 10 here from the 30 with a handoff. And a good run. Sumariski there going to pick up first down yardage there up to the 43-yard line. So he'll make it hurt a little less here as LPW keeps moving.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could look on the bright side. If LPW does go down and score, that'll just, that'll help them, give them more confidence. And
yeah,
it's a shame, to have that kind of a run wiped out or greatly limited.
Wonder if this should be, I don't even want to say it. I'll talk to you about it later. About, the whole thing about evening up the game?
Yeah.
Handoff, Sumariski, trying to bounce it outside, cuts up inside. He's going to get 3-4 on the play, about 3, and it's going to take him up to about the 45-yard line.
Sumariski on the carry.
Yeah, Sumariski did a nice job, you said, on the left side, kicked it outside, and put his foot in the ground, picked up a couple of 3 yards there.
Mundane.
So here we go. It'll be a, from the, it looks like a second down and 8 for LPW at their own 45-yard line. As Kelly comes in with a play from the sideline.
I saw it the last time we were here. I thought it was in Warsaw where they blew it dead 3 times.
No, you're right. It was
Warsaw. Here we go with the handoff. And a keeper by Kelly off the right side. There's room to run. And now he gets to the second level there, and he picks up another first down. And it's going to take them into E.R. Gananda territory right around the 43-yard line.
Yeah, that time Kelly faked the inside handoff, went off the right tackle, and into the defensive backfield
Kelly,
before they knew what was coming. So another first down.
After the fake, enough for a first down.
So here we go. From the right hash, LPW go from right to left, and bear with me, folks, I'm doing the best I can to hang in here, but if you guys listen to CJ this week and you heard Steve getting sick, I think I'm headed that direction, so popping the lozenges like a freak here on 1st and 10 from the 43, Kelly's under center waiting on the snap, and it's going to be a handoff off the right side there and brought down after a gain of 3 on the play. That was Ronan Merritt on the carry.
Yeah, Ronan Merritt, the sophomore, seeing more action. Although as the year has gone on, he's gotten more and more carries, had some really nice runs. So he's got a bright future in front of him.
Absolutely. And Gaff will take a seat here as they rotate the backs in and out. LPW is really kind of blessed in that respect. They got a lot of guys that can carry the mail. And even with the injuries this week, with Braden Merritt being out, and we got McIntyre out as well too, they continue to just do what they do. And going to be a keeper by Kelly this time. He pursued around the back end as he cuts to the left. Now cuts back inside. Going to be very close to a first down, maybe within a yard, John.
Yeah, Kelly's done a real nice job this year with his carries and his ball carrying abilities. He seems to spot the holes well, lets his blocks develop, and it'll bring up a third and short.
Third down, maybe closer to two from the 35. 8:12 to go here. There's no score in the ball game between LPW and East Rochester Gonanda. Waiting on the snap. And there is a handoff there, and that is right up the middle. Good run, still on his feet. And Aiden Shelley still, wow, Aiden Shelley just really moving bodies down to the 20-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, real nice fake, as we're used to seeing. Basically, Kelly handed the ball to Aiden Shelley, and then just faked the handoff at the same time. So they give you so much to look for on defense.
Bunch of different types of runners, and a bunch of them are really good at it. The future's bright for them. You know, they're not going to miss a beat, but they're going to miss some of these seniors. But at the same time, they've got some good guys behind them here. First down carry, and it's going to be a gain of about maybe 2-3 yards on the play there. I didn't see.
I think that was Aiden Shelley again. Yeah, almost the same type play.
Right.
Just tried two in a row, and it looked like he picked up a couple yards there.
The official crossway marked, it looks like it was about a 2-yard gain here. So that'll put the ball at the 18-yard line here on a 2nd and 8.
Rapidly moving first half. No passes to speak of, only a couple penalties.
Oh, really? You know what? I guarantee you that.
So. And now we got a timeout. We're going to step away for 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Virgin Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Virgin Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Virgin Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Virgin. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Back at Letchworth High School, it's Jimmy, it's John. It's 7:01 here in the second quarter, and no score between East Rochester Gonanda and LPW. And Sumariski on a carry there on second down and 8, brought down immediately back to the original line of scrimmage as the rain keeps coming down here. And at some point here, I mean, it may already be a factor that we got to watch out for with both teams, ball security and just, you know, footing as well too.
Yeah, Sumariski that time, they tried the left outside, and the Bombers were ready for that one and bring up a third and long. Let's take about 9.
Yep, 3rd and 9. Sumariski lost a yard on the play. It's coming down good. We got a host of umbrellas out there in the stands right now. Somebody even brought a 10x10 canopy and got it hoisted up in the corner.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With three floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
All right, back at Letchworth High School, a lot has transpired, and we're going to fill in the blanks for you here in a moment. We've got the kickoff. These Rocks are going to have it because LPW scored a touchdown. We'll tell you how shortly. They try to run a reverse, and the ball comes out. And we almost had a third fumble on them this evening, John, because
a fumble was the
last touchdown. LPW down the board, 6-0 with a failed conversion. What happened?
Yeah, they were on the restructured on their own six-yard line, and they had a fumble. Basically, the ball ended up in the end zone, and I believe it was Carter Pricer who fell on the ball for LPW. Make the score 6-0, and then on the conversion attempt, the spot wasn't great, so they ended up trying to throw the ball, and it ended up being incomplete. So 6-0 LPW.
Okay, so first things the 23-yard line. We're back online. Again, apologize for the technical glitches tonight. Just one of those nights. Devin from the gun with a pass on the flat is complete, and it's going to be a gain of looks like about 2 yards on the play or 3 yards on the play. Pass complete, and that is to Owen Mundley, the sophomore.
That's quite a turn of events there for both teams, and now LPW with a lead. And Eastart Rutscher Gananda does get the ball to start the second half, so still plenty of time.
Second and 7 here. 4:08 to go, 6-0 LPW in the lead. And the Bobbers down the spread a receiver out to the right. So sort of in the slot more than anything. Another receiver right behind him there. That's Ingram there. Man in motion. And it's going to be Detman on a keeper rolling to the left side, trying to find a hole, and he will not. Back to maybe the original line of scrimmage. Will be third down at 7.
Now, you mentioned earlier about how LPW, on their first defensive drive, sometimes yields yards, and then they figure things out. And that's what's happened, at least on this drive. And defensively getting better. And you also mentioned the field conditions. It's been raining at times, so you really have to be careful with the ball handling.
Kind of hard to see here at the booth to get a handle of what the rain said. It's just now, but we're looking at it. For a while, that's coming out pretty good. Seems to be a little less umbrella out now. So, coming from the gun here on a 3rd and 7. Pass complete. And there's Davian Allen on the reception. Going to get maybe 2-3 yards on the play there. So, we're looking at a 4th down at about 5. They're going to have to kick this away. 4th and 4.
It's a good defensive stand there by LPW after East Rochester Gananda was having a way to start the game. And LPW gets the ball back and change the score before the half is up.
East Rochester Gananda's done some nice things on offense and stuff, but it seems like they've been their own worst enemy at times with some of the things that have happened. So waiting for the punt now. 2 men standing back at the 35-yard line for LPW here. O'Neill Harris will punt this away. Oh, and a high kick, and that's not going much of anywhere. And that's going to bounce and go right. 40-yard line of East Rochester Gananda. LPW starts in their end of the field. We'll be back in 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
LPW on a first down carry. It's Sumaristi who's going to take it down close to the 40-yard line. Looks like a gain of 3. It'll be 2nd down and 7. It is 6-0 LPW here with 2:10 to go before halftime.
Yeah, LPW, good chance to add on to the lead here if they can. And, you know, they've shown some explosiveness, especially with their faking ability. You just never know when they're going to score.
Just as long as somebody doesn't whistle too fast.
That's right.
Then it was a problem. All right, so 2nd down and 7. Lined up for the power T. And a pitch out there. Ronan Merritt tries to bounce it outside, getting dragged down. Nice tackle on the play by number 24, Wyland Rizzo, for the Bombers. So he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it. It's a 3rd down and 7.
Yeah, it seems like when they do something straightforward on offense, like a pitch or something like that,
right.
Each rusher going on is a little more ready for it. When they do their sleight of hand, a little more tricky for each rusher going on to figure out who has the ball.
1:21 on the clock moving here. So this time they will spread out to the Mason stunt is spread out to the left along with Ronan Merritt and a handoff the gap. Sort of a delay there and a nice effort there, but he's going to be short of a first down. It's going to be a fourth down and one or two. I mean, it's gettable. And they're in the ER's end of the field, so.
Yeah, I think the nice job again by Gaff, extending as much as he could and just going to be short, but fourth and short here.
And they will go for it. All right. So here we go, 44 seconds left. And a handoff there. Sumariski trying to get started. Nice move. Oh, no, it's a carry around the outside there. And Kelly is not going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, so it's going to be a Keith Rochester banana ball.
Yeah, that time Kelly held the ball and tried to get around the left side. That play worked a couple times, but this time Keith Rochester got on to up for it, so that'll be change of downs in just 36 seconds left.
And Sumariski there, too, he, you know, didn't have the ball, but yet darting and juking runners, or juking tacklers, I should say. So that was effective. They're hard to catch, especially when you're running the all-black uniforms and stuff. You know, night game, the whole 9 yards. It does get interesting. All right, so the Bombers now from their own 35-yard line, 36 seconds left, down by six. They get the second-half kickoff, so we'll see what they go after here. Detman goes from the shotgun, back to pass, trying to find a man. Downfield, and it's complete to Allen, Justice Allen, right at the 47-yard line of LPW with 29 seconds left. The clock will stop with the move of the stick. And I believe they got two timeouts. So.
Yeah, nice first down pass that time.
Here they go, Detman once again. Back to pass one more time. The rush is – now we got a whistle. We'll see if we got a false start or something here. We're going to see if the
– Yeah, I think the –
We have a false start, 5-yard penalty there, so that's going to push that'll push the Frosty Banana back. So it'll be a first and 15 now, and they'll place them with a 5-yard penalty. This will put them back in their end of the field at the 48. Officially the 47, 24 seconds to go. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, and now we got another whistle here. All right, we'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Maybe. Back in Letchworth High School. Excuse me. Like I said, battle of potential cold. It's Jimmy, it's John, it's CJ Country. It's 6-0 LPW. 19 seconds left here before halftime. And it's first and 15 for East Rochester Gonada from their own 47-yard line here. And they have the ability to pass. Quick strike capability. And the Allens both have shown they can catch passes when needed. They send three receivers to the left and one to the right. Detman's in the gun. There's one man in the backfield with him as he waits on the snap. And he's going to throw it to the sideline there, and it's going to be complete. Oh, no, it's dropped. It is dropped. Ball is out, and so it'll be a second down at 15.
Yeah, it's only 13 seconds left, so not a lot of time for East Rochester Gonada, although the clock will stop briefly if they get a first down to move the chain. But they probably only have a couple plays.
Brennan Ingram, it looked like he started running before he had the ball is what it came down to, basically. He never quite found the handle on it. So second and 15 now. They're going to send three receivers out to the left, one to the right. Detman and one back in the backfield with him. Back to pass. Trying to find a man downfield. Intercepted! Intercepted in midfield. 45, 40, and down there on the pick, number 55, Logan Schroeder with the interception. And LPW once again averting the disaster there with 4 seconds left there. And boy, oh boy, three turnovers by the Bombers tonight already in the first half.
Yeah, Logan Schroeder did an outstanding job that time, kind of just playing middle linebacker center field and saw the pass coming all the way. Juggled it a little, but secured the interception and a positive game. We'll see if LPW can do anything here with just 4 seconds left.
And here they go from the power tee, from the 37-yard line. They'll send Sumariski in motion, back to pass. Kelly might try. Now he run a Yep, we got a Ronan Mara trying to do the Statue of Liberty, but he falls down, and a flag comes in at the very end there, too, right around the 35. So we'll see what this is. I mean, unless it's a defensive penalty, it's going to be that'll be it.
Yeah, so they tried a little trickery, kind of the Statue of Liberty play, but Merritt lost his footing, and I think it was probably a moot point because it looks like we're going to get a hold on LPW,
yeah.
So that'll be
it. That'll be fine, and that'll be the end of the first half. So it's 6-0 at the end of the first half here between LPW and East Rochester Ganada. LPW in the lead. We will take a 3-minute timeout and come back, and we'll tell you what happened, what transpired in the first half.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joins CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
All right, back in Letchworth High School, it is Jimmy, it is John for CJ Country. Kind of a curious score, LPW 60, Rochester Ganada nothing. It's not like the Bombers didn't try to make something happen here in the John.
Yeah, it was an interesting first quarter, especially because LPW held the ball for over half the first quarter, and then eventually between a penalty and a loss, they ended up turning it over on down, so it was East Rochester Ganada the turn to really go right down the field, but then they ended up losing it, and it ended up being Carter Pricer with the long touchdown so far for LPW on the defensive recovered fumble.
He's been great on defense this year. He really has done some nice things. Here's the thing. It's interesting here because East Rochester has done some nice things offensively. You got these turnovers. The coach tells you, you know, hey, we got to clean that up. So, you know, if they're paying attention to that in the second half, you know, they're going to be dangerous. The other side of that coin is, though, from some people I've talked to, is sometimes you're thinking so much about ball security, you're not thinking about playing free.
Right, right. And it does look like it's coming down. Well, maybe not too heavy because we don't see the umbrellas, but I think it is
coming down again.
Definitely slick out there. And the ball's going to be slick for really the rest of the game.
Yeah, the turf's now becoming, it seems like it's becoming a little bit of a thing. It's not muddy, but you can see some brown. You can see some brown areas happening there now too. So they are chewing it up a little bit, and we're seeing some people start to slip out there a little bit.
Yeah, it was the fact the last play of the first half for LPW, Ronan Merritt slipped out when he had some open space. So yeah, it's the footing and ball security in the second half will be key.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's step away for a minute. And we'll come back and we'll get into some Bills Panther stock. I need that in my life right about now. And hopefully you're somewhere warm and sipping hot cocoa and enjoying this ball game instead of being out in the stands. It's definitely feeling like we've been really blessed with nice weather all season, and now tonight a little more on the colder and chillier and go right through it type weather. But we'll be back in 60. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at SalmonOrthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Back at Letchworth High School, it is Jimmy, it's John for CJ Country, Section 5 football, LPW with a 6-0 lead here at halftime. And let's delve into what's happening with the Bills the last 2 weeks. I've been eager to talk to you. I didn't have you last week, John, to talk about this. And it's really kind of hard to get a handle with this team. You can point to a lot of different things. I don't know how easily fixable they are, but there's opportunities on Sunday when you get Ogunjobi, you get Hoyt playing for the first time, and you're getting Dalton Kincaid back, it looks like. You know what I mean? Some guys, you know what I mean? So there's opportunity there, but it's been these last 2 weeks, it's kind of like, is this the team we came to know?
Well, we were living a charmed life for over a year without the never losing a turnover battle. And then in the New England game was just a sloppy game, both turnovers, penalties.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, it's a game that could have been won, obviously. And Atlanta posed some challenges. And really the second half, defensively, we played a lot better. But, you know, we're in a hole the first half, and the offense just, you know, they're just not clicking right now.
All right. So you're not necessarily seeing something systemic wrong, that maybe this team isn't what we thought they were or...
No, yeah, I would. I mean, we're definitely not perfect, but nobody is in the NFL this year.
Now,
I mean, it's funny how, you know, Kansas City was practically buried after their start, and now they're a Super Bowl favorite again. Because, you know, they're playing good defense, and you know, the receivers back. They're going to be a formidable foe next week, but obviously the Bills have to take care of business this week.
It, from an offensive standpoint, and John Worrell brought it up this morning on the CJ Country Morning Show, he brought up the fact that... is that he thinks Carolina's kind of one-dimensional. It really doesn't matter who's starting at quarterback because really it's going to be what Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard do running the football. And if the Bills can stop that, you know, the Bills do have a couple new wrinkles. Like I said, with Ogunjobi and Hoyt, we don't know if they're going to do some new looks or some different things that maybe Carolina won't be used to, and maybe they can stop the run. And we're kind of counting on Ogunjobi to be that run stuffer a little bit.
Yeah, and I think Walker has done a nice job, the rookie defensive tackle. He's made some nice plays, and it really felt like the last couple of games he's really stepped things up. And, you know, Oliver missed, what, three games? So, you know, I think they'll be okay. They'll figure it out at least. And then they better figure it out. Although this is going to be a shorter season than we wanted.
It's, do you anticipate they'll make a move before the deadline? People still continue to make that wide receiver talk. And
well, I think Bean's got to be on the phone, but they don't have a lot of cap space.
I don't think. think there's a lot of options, even if he is creative with the cap, to be honest with you, because you talk about A.J. Brown being unhappy in Philadelphia, but I don't think they're ready to move off of him. Mickey Loomis down in New Orleans isn't ready to just dump Olave to somebody and stuff like that. It's not something he typically does. You got to have a trade partner out there. So you can say, you know, well, B's going to do this and that. Well, it's a matter of having somebody. You got to have a dance partner to make things like this happen.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and really the best receivers, the ones that might make a difference, are probably unreachable for different reasons, whether the other team doesn't want to trade them or the cap space. I mean, if you could, Cooper was a good idea last year, just didn't really work out. But
he got hurt, and I think that helped hurt his development.
Yeah, something like that. If they can get just a receiver with a little more speed, a little more separation, maybe they'll look into that. But they're not gonna trade for a number one.
The Palmer injury hurts because it is week to week and stuff like that. Because he had 60 something yards to the air through half of that game until he got banged up, and so they're gonna kind of miss a guy who was brought there for that reason. It's gonna be interesting going forward, with Taylor Rapp out and stuff. But, whether there's gonna be a call up for Poyer.
Well, Poyer did play the last game, and it sounds like he might actually be the starter this Sunday, which it'll be interesting.
Leadership, I mean, there's something to be said for leadership, and if they've got it buttoned up tight, I feel good about it. I feel good about it because Carolina's limited. Here's a chance to get right. I'm not worried about a blowout. I know a couple of people say if Carolina doesn't blow them out, it's a problem. And I was like, no, just get the win and just get yourself right. Start thinking the right way again and stuff like that, and hopefully get the offense figured out a little bit. John had taken them to Bills win 28-14. I have them 23-21. What do you have?
I would say 27-21.
Okay,
yeah, similar close game.
It seems like most people, the people I see picking are taking the Bills, but they're taken by a bigger spread than I would have thought. I'm not assuming anything until they show me different. You know what I mean?
Well, I know we talked about it earlier, and I feel like it's hard to get a handle on the Bills this year. Really, the Jets game was the only blowout, and they ended up close to covering against Miami in New Orleans, but they've been hard to figure out this year.
And the way the league has been this year, I know KC looks good, but I always like our chances at home against them next week. We'll just see how it all shakes out and see, we'll see if the Bills make good choices and they can stay healthy here for another week and stuff, but they got to get that win. Got to get that win. We, looking at the clock right now, because the officials can add on time. They're out in the field. The Argonaut is coming back. LPW is not out here yet, but there's like a minute left on the clock. So I imagine another three is going to get tacked on. And let's take a two-minute timeout so we can sort of recalibrate here over here on this end. And we'll come back and get ready for second half action. Been an interesting first half here. And LPW, I think it's really about looking for those opportunities. And they've been opportunistic with turnovers. They just have to make every drive count because East Rochester Gannett is not just laid down. They got a wide open offense that does have the ability to pass, and all they need to do is get hot, and they're problematic. So we will see. We'll come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in
Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
All right, back in Westwood High School, it's Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. 6-0 LPW over East Rochester Gananda, and they're getting ready to come back out here in a moment. They tacked on the 3 minutes, but we shortly will be back to action here. And it really comes down to, ball security in this weather. Right now, it does not appear. I'm trying to look at shadows, and I really can't see it through the windows here with the lights on, but... it doesn't appear that there's any precipitation right now at the moment anyway.
Yeah, and we don't see the umbrellas that we've seen pop up a few times here in back in the first half, pop up in front of us, I should say. And so it'll be Bombers ball, and we'll see what they can do offensively because as the first half went on, I thought LPW did an outstanding job defensively.
They did tighten up. They did in a big way. But it's so important for, like, when you're a team like the Bombers who can pass, you know what I mean? When you've got the two dimensions to your offense, it's just so helpful. You know, you can play to whatever you need, whatever's called for at this level. So East Rochester deferred on the opening kickoff, so they're getting the ball now. So LPW is going to kick from your radio right to left, all in black, white numbers, and East Rochester Gananda coming out now with the dark helmet, dark pants, white jerseys, and powder blue. It's weird. The home uniforms have brown, but I don't see any brown in this. But in the pants are brown?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. And now I'm sort of looking at it a little bit there. I guess those pants are brown. There you go. Here we go with the kick. Waiting on the kick here. And it's going to be a swiver taken by one of the up men right around the 25 up to 30, 35, 40, 45-yard line there. Allen on the return there. That is Justice Allen who's going to get up to the 48-yard line. So East Rochester Gananda with a nice start drive was.
Yeah, outstanding drive start for them. And just trailing by the one TD. Let's see what they can do offensively to start second half.
So here they go, 53 yards away from trying to get the equalizing score. But they have kind of been their own worst enemy tonight with a couple fumbles and an interception. So here they go now, Deadman from the gun. They're going to spread a receiver out to the left, one to the right. 2 men in the backfield waiting on the snap. And it's a handoff there for Davian Allen. And he's going to push the pile and get a gain of about 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6.
Yeah, just a quick hitter off the left side for Allen and good blocking and good power running by Allen. Set up the second down and about 6.
And I wonder how much they're going to start relying on the run there, too, and see if they can wear down the LPW line. LPW made some nice defensive adjustments, as we've seen all season long, and as John alluded to earlier, but we'll see here. A second down and 6 from the LPW 48. They sent a man in motion. That's Justice Allen. And it's going to be handoff off the middle to Radavian, who breaks the tackle. Still on his feet. He spins past the man. He's going to get down to the 30-yard line, so a good run on the play there. And so that's a 20 gain of a... Yeah, it might be 23 on that carry right there, but down to the 30. They got Markham at the 31, but a first down.
Yeah, so just like their first drive where they were just chunks of yardage, that's how they started off the second half, at least on the first 2 carries.
First and 10 from the 31 of LPW, and they'll spread a receiver out to the right. That's Newman. Justice Allen to the left. Sending a tight end in motion. Now another man in motion there, and it's going to be a handoff. And Radavian Allen, they're going to push the pile, and he's going to get a gain right off the carry for 5 yards. So it'll be a second down and 5. It's going to take it down to about the 27.
Yeah, it's about a steady diet.
Steady diet.
Radavian Allen to start the second half. First 3 carries are his here in the second half.
closer to 4 than 5, so we'll say 2nd and 6 where they got a 7. You're just joining us. It's 6-0 LPW, who scored on a Carter Pricer fumble. The Bombers send 2 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left. Now they'll send a man in motion to the opposite side of the line. Deadman waits on the snap. They send a man in motion. Jet sweep, and it's going to be Justice Allen trying to get to the opposite edge, and he's going to get met by LPW tacklers there. And I don't even know if he got back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe. Might have lost a half yard.
Yeah, we mentioned how LPW adjusts as the game goes on.
Right.
And it's like East Rush Granada is having a lot of success going to their offensive right, especially to the sideline, and LPW was all over that. They just strung it out.
So it'll be a 3rd down now, and it looks closer to 7 here from the 28. And kind of a tighter formation than we've seen from the Bombers most of the night. 2 receivers, but more like lined up in the slot to the right. Devin waits on the snap for Davian Allen in motion. And it's going to be a handoff off the right side, trying to get to the marker, room to run, and headed toward the end zone, 5, and in for a touchdown there. That is Owen Munding for ER Gananda, and now it is 6-6 with
Munding,
the conversion to come.
27-yard touchdown run for ER Gananda.
Yeah, Munding, I think one of his first carries of the night, kind of crossed, caught LPW off guard. It seemed like he was into the backfield and off to the races.
So now this conversion kind of looms large because the point's coming at a premium here in the ballgame. 9:17 to go. It's 6-6, and they're going to try the conversion try now. Okay, they'll kick it away. They'll kick for 1 here. It's number 12 now to line up. That is Nicholas Chisino to attempt this extra point. Pendonis will hold. Snap, spot, kick up, and it is good. 7-6. And we'll step away for 30 seconds and come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
It is 7-6 East Rochester Gananda up on LPW here in the 3rd quarter with 9:17 to go in this quarter on CJ Country. And now LPW getting the ball back. And we'll try to answer it. Points have been, you know, real tough to come by, so it's going to be interesting to see if LPW can really get that offense going and tracking. So we've got 2 men deep. Sumariski's back there along with Ronan Merritt to receive this kickoff. And a hearty crowd still hanging in there despite the weather. Been on again, off again, but it's in this time of year, the rain's the worst. Sitting out there, it goes right through you. It absolutely goes right through you. So kudos to everybody who's been braving the weather. Get out your wool caps. So here we go with the kickoff. And handling the kicking is going to be number 12. You have Chisino there, Nicholas Chisino, the junior for the Bombers. And he approaches there, end over end, going to be taken on the bounce. And that's going to be Ronan Merritt up at the 20, 25, and met at the 30 and brought down. So that's where LPW sets up shop, 1st and 10.
So, as you said, the Bombers' first drive was success here in the second half. We'll see if the LPW could do the same. They've obviously had some good moments in the first half. They had the disputed long run that was called back by...
4 LPW at 30.
But without an offense touchdown.
LPW approaching the line. They'll send Sunt way out to the right side. There's Sumariski, I believe, is spread out there as well. Two backs in the backfield. And it's going to be hand off to Gass. Right up the middle. They're dragging a tackler with him there, and he's going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. So 2nd down and 5.
Yeah, I think it feels like Gass had a nice night as far as... been pretty successful with his average yards per carry. A nice game there to start the drive.
So his carry takes him now to the 35-yard line. 2nd and 5. Sunt again out to the side.
Marisky out there again, too. And a handoff. This is Gaff, the golf right tackle again. Not much this time. Going to get about a yard. Going to be a third down and four.
That's a crucial play here on the third down for LPW. After giving up that touchdown, they obviously want to keep this drive going.
Wonder if we're going to see a fake here or something. That a chance to spring Kelly free. I wonder if that is in the offing.
Yeah,
they don't get much more open than that run he had to call back. Here we go on a third and four. Waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a handoff there and pass the first down marker. And a carry around the right side. Going to try to get a uniform number. It's an Aiden Shelley on the carry there, up to the 48 for a first down.
Yeah, outstanding job by Aiden Shelley. And going off the right side, good blocking. First down for LPW. Big first down for them to pick up.
Clock moves under 8 minutes here. 7:58 to go here in the third. Ball at the 49 for LPW. With a first and 10. Just a reminder, Stuff the Truck Day 2 continues tomorrow. We're off to a good start, but we need your help to aid the Warsaw Food Pantry and feeding those in Wyoming County who are food insecure. Details up at WCJW.com. Hard pay payments can be made as well, too. A handoff there, sort of a busted play. Kelly's got to keep it himself and pick up about 2 yards on the play. Sort of a weird exchange there.
Yeah.
Kelly on the carry gets ahead for 2 yards.
So it'll be a second and eight. You're going to mark it at the going to add a 48-yard line.
Yeah, they've had some handoffs that don't look clean, but right. I think that's part of their that's probably part of it, too. You know, with the fakes they do, and sometimes it can be like a last-second thing. It could be like a read-option type thing for Cali, too.
As much as the ball has popped out tonight, I kind of marvel at how well he does handle it.
Yeah, they've done a real nice job not laying the ball on the grass a whole lot.
So this time, Pricer and Ronan Merritt are going to spread way, way out to the left. Just two backs in the backfield this time. And it's going to be a handoff. And a nice run by Simariski. Gets knocked down, though, right away after a gain of about 3 yards on the play. He got popped pretty good there.
Yeah, Simariski, as you said, he got into the defensive backfield, took a shot, but he got right back up and acknowledge the hit, and it'll bring up third down.
That's his third name there, though, so not no gain on the play. He made a nice effort to get back to the Rizzolina. We talked about the whirling dervish that he's been throughout his high school career. Him playing in his final regular season game. We've enjoyed watching him over the years. The fight of the sectionals are to come, but he's been a fun player to watch for sure. Third and seven. This is big for LPW at the 48. They're going to send Ronan Merritt in motion. And Kelly's back pass rushes on, trying to find a man downfield. He's got Simariski at the 35 to the 30. And a first down, moving to six again for LPW.
The outstanding job by LPW that time. Kelly went back to pass, and he spiked the pass to Simariski. As you just mentioned him, he's had an outstanding game, outstanding career, and a first down for LPW.
Ball marked at the 29-yard line of the Bombers here with 5:52 to go here in the third. LPW down by 1-7-6 here on CJ Country. From the power tee, Kelly, handoff, Ronan Merritt, room to run. Looks like he's going to get about half of what he needs, about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, outstanding first down carry for Ronan Merritt that time, just right up the middle, and a solid 5 yard gain.
On the 24.
And LPW making some substitutions. Gaff's going to come out. Switching back.
I mentioned earlier, without McIntyre and Braden Merritt, they've done a really nice job.
Down a couple key players, and they're doing well. Ronan Merritt, another carry there. And going to be very close to the first down. Might be a third and one, John, right around the 20.
Yeah, another quick hitter. And, yeah, there's going to be one. Third down for LPW, definitely four down territory here.
And coming into the game is Chase Orcutt coming in, and they're going to send Ronan Merritt out for a breather there. Third down and one, and we're at four down territory at this point, but we'll see what happens there. I'm anticipating if Gass is in, we might see a run by him up the middle. He's kind of good in those situations.
Yeah, they do like the quick hitter to Gass.
He's not in there now, though. It is Shelly, and they're going to hand off to Orcutt instead. Orcutt gets the first down and more. Twisting and turning, and down inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal at the 8. Nice run by Orcutt.
Yeah, outstanding run by Orcutt. Good run blocking as well, right up the middle. And LPW first and goal here.
I have to think in all the years you and I have been doing high school football, a squad that has so many good guys that can run the football effectively. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and it's really developed as the year has gone on. Their first couple games were a little rough offensively, but definitely found their stride.
Here we go from the 9. And it's a... it's going to be, I don't know if this will be a loss of a player or not. It's a little hard to pick up who had the ball there on that. Sort of lost the exchange there. Orcutt had the ball. And I think he's back at the 10. So maybe they lost the yard to be a second and goal from the 10.
Yeah.
And Shelton is going to come out, and Orcutt is going to come out.
Maybe lost half a yard. Second goal.
Clock at 3:33 here in the third. As LPW looks to get back in the lead. This time, Gass back in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Ronan Merritt, I think, trying to push to the right side. And he sort of wills it down to about, looks like maybe the 7.
Ronan Merritt pushes the ball ahead for a couple of yards.
7 or 8, so it's going to be a third and goal from here. I wonder if a pass is in the offing at this point. I kind of feel like, you know, the running story are tightening up a little bit.
Yeah, pass or maybe Kelly keeping the ball himself.
But get one of them in space. Get one of those guys in space to create opportunities to make people miss. So here we go on a third down and goal for 7. 2:49 to go here. In the backfield, Ronan Merritt and Gass. And it's going to be handoff to
Kelly Kept it.
Kelly Kept it this time, and nothing doing. It's going to be a get up, get a couple yards on it, but they're going to. It's going to be a fourth and goal from the 5. I think anything's on the menu here.
Yeah, definitely. I think whatever their favorite play is, unless they might go for the field goal here.
Wow, this is it, because we've seen a field goal attempt all season. We have not.
I don't remember.
No. So Slocum is going to attempt. Tallman's going to hold. Attempted a field goal here. 22 yards. We got a call here. Do we have a flag? Is that going to push him back? E.R. Rochers. East Rochester and Anna's clapping like there is, but I don't see any laundry. Waiting for the official call. Yep, we got a false start. It's on LPW. So now that field goal is a 27-yard attempt that they're going to try it. It'll be a fourth and goal for the 10. They seem undeterred. They're going to try it again. Slocum from a little further out. Gage Slocum for trying to take the lead here to make it 9-7. On a night where it's a little slick, the exchange is going to be everything. The snap and the hold and all of that. And Slocum getting footing here as he approaches the ball. Waiting on the snap now. Spot set, kick is up. And it's on the way. It is no good. All right, so a miss there. He's Roger Hernandez going to take over. We'll be back in 30. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Still 7-6 East Rochester and Anna. 1:44 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to WCJW Warsaw. And Bombers take over at their own 20-yard line. Detman from the gun.
I don't know. Maybe he goes back to
the... They'll send a man in motion. And it's a handoff up the middle. Redavian Allen off the left side. Room to run. And up to the next level, Orcutt's got to take him out of bounds around the 37-yard line there, but it's going to be a first down for the Bombers.
23 yards, Orcutt shoves him out of bounds.
Yeah, outstanding first play for E.R. Gadanda, and the chance to extend the lead here with a long drive.
First down, Bombers.
Their running game is really starting to work in a lot of ways for them. Both inside and outside. Ball now at the 38 with the first and second of the Bombers. And E.R. Gadanda is going to send Andrew Newman spread out to the left side. Justice Allen to the right. Redavia now in the backfield. Robert Devin, the quarterback, waiting on the shotgun snap. So set in motion there. Nope, handoff for Damian Allen. One broken tackle. Two, he spins, turns, and he's going to get 3 yards on the play. He could have been dead to rights, trapped in the backfield, John. Did not happen.
Yeah, but give the LPW credit for railing to the ball and just really maybe 2 yards for a carry.
So it'll be a second down and seven from 38. We got a chilly one tonight out here at Letchworth High School, for sure. Even in the booth.
at least it stopped raining in the booth. Right?
We got our coats on. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. Detman from the gun here. From his 42. And he's going to keep it himself. And he's going to pick up another 4 yards or so. It's going to be a third down or two. Fall to 46 or 47.
Yeah, Dutton calling his own name for the first time here in the second half. Had a couple good carries in the first half. Bring up third down. Looks like that's going to be it for the third quarter.
It will be. I doubt they'll get a playoff. All right, so we will step away for 60 seconds. The score right now as we get ready for the fourth quarter is East Rochester going to have a 7. Ledgewood Perry Warsaw 6. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Third quarter.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Back at Letchworth High School, one quarter to go, and we got a tight one here. East Rochester going to add a 7, LPW 6, and a missed field goal by Slocum here after a false start penalty with a 27-yard attempt that didn't quite make it. So East Rochester going to add now driving with the ball. LPW looking for a stop here on third down and 3 from East Rochester going to add his own 46-yard line. If they ever need a stop, this is the time right now.
Yeah, they could really use a stop, as you said.
So here we go, waiting on the snap, Devin. And he bobbles the snap. He kicks it behind him. And they're going to lose a ton of yardage to get down right there at the 34-yard line. So a loss of at least 10 yards on the play.
Yeah, Devin lost the ball, and then I think trying to pick it up, he kicked it backwards. And luckily, I think it was Munden that ended up falling on the ball.
The Bombers I hate to say it this way, but they kind of in inopportune moments have been their own worst enemy in a lot of ways. When there's a chance to kind of, really shut the door and make something happen, and they've kind of coughed it up, bobbled the ball. That was a fumble, but not a lost one. And now they got to punt it away. Standing back at their 30-yard line here, LPW is with a punt comes up. It's an end-over-end kick, and it's going to be. If they filled it or not. No, Kelly's not going to touch it. It's going to land right around the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for LPW.
Yeah, for LPW, kind of, as you said, with a little help from East Rochester, Gananda dodged a bullet there. And plenty of time. They got a good field position here, and they moved the ball well last time, obviously, and got down inside the 10 and just unable to punch it in. So we'll see if they can do better here.
So LPW looking for that score that'll put them in the lead. The ball is at the 29-yard line here, as they'll send Suns out to the right. They're going with the power tee, though. And now they send Ronan Merritt in motion. And it's a pitch out to the right side of the gap with a nice cut back up in a gain of about 4 yards on the play, but a nice job just cutting it back against the grain a little bit.
Yeah, usually Gaff is more of the straight-ahead runner, but that time, as you said, the pitch tried the right side and pick up a nice gain of about five.
So, second down and six. With 10:44 to go in this game, and LPW looking to get themselves down the field. They've had trouble once they get into the red zone a little bit there on that last drive. They were down to their fourth and five before they tried tried the field goal. And here we go with the Kelly with the keeper, and he's got some blocking, cutting up inside past the first down marker, up to the 49-yard line, first down, LPW.
Yeah, Kelly, that time, outstanding job. Called his own number, good blocking in front of him, and he's a very good runner.
They're great at blocking, John, but the thing is, too, the patience sometimes, the way to let things establish. There's no rush to hit holes.
Yeah, he's just, as you said, very patient and just a quality runner, and definitely brings that dimension to the quarterback position.
They're at their own 49 here. On a first and 10, moving the sticks here. Suns once again out to the right. And it's going to be a handoff there. Ronan Merritt had a gain of about four, nearly five on the play. Probably closer to five. And into ER, get out of territory at the 46.
For 5 yards.
Yep. Just a solid first down gain again for LPW. And we just want to keep the first down six moving, get down and punch the ball in and take the lead.
Second five.
Gaff will come to the sideline. LPW breaks from the huddle. Once again, Suns front out to the right side. Kelly with a handoff there. Nope, it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. And a first down carry there. That's Kelly down to the 35-yard line. Good run.
Yeah, quick hitter for Kelly up the middle. And another first down for LPW. Second first down on this drive.
I don't have stats handy. And Kelly doesn't necessarily start. He usually gets, he's brought into the game as time goes on. I would love to know what his rushing average is during the season, because he seems like he gets nice chunks every time he carries.
Yeah, like you said, he's kind of a change up later on in the game.
Yeah.
And he's got fresh legs and is able to showcase his running skills.
From just beyond the 35, we'll say 36, first and 10. And a handoff there. That's Ronan Merritt this time, and he's going to get about 3 yards on the play, closer to three or four, probably closer to three, second and seven.
Ronan Merritt on carry.
Yeah, they've had five plays, and it's been positive yardage every time, usually at least 3 to 5 yards. So, just keep ahead of the chains, as they say, and see if they can get it into the end zone and eventually punch it in.
And just an update, Buffalo Sabres up 4-2 in their game with Toronto. Receiver spread out to the left, that's Pricer. Sumarinski off left side, room to run past the first down marker. We're going to get a flag, though, here, and I'm wondering if that is a hold, John.
Flag on the play.
Looks like it would be in that, that vicinity.
Yeah, that was really kind of the first of it that we've seen tonight. A couple false starts are an offside, but we haven't seen a holding call like that in a while, it seems.
Yep. All right.
Fun.
Yeah. Not at a great time. Just going to put the ball back at the 42-yard line. Second and 15 right now. 8:17 to go here. And one thing, we're seeing, again and again, we're seeing Suns spread out to the right side like the receiver. Typically don't see this in the power receiver. They're doing it quite a bit right now. And it's going to be a keeper by Kelly trying to get to the sideline. He will. And dives and going to pick up. He gets a nice turn back, probably about 8 of it back. It's going to be a third down and about 7.
Yeah, as you said, Kelly with nice patience again, fakes the handoff, follows blockers off the right sideline, and kind of dove forward and got the maximum on the average.
Might even be closer to 6 where they marked it at the 31-yard line. Clock moving, 7:44 to go. Again, LPW down by 1. They're going to send Pricer out to the left side. And we got a handoff there. That's Gass this time, or it's going to be Kelly on the keeper. I think it's Kelly trying to push toward a first down there, and they're going to give him his. They give him 2 yards there before they say his momentum was stopped. So it's going to be a fourth down and 2 or 3 here. So this is where the rubber kind of meets the road with 7:21 to go.
Yeah, huge offensive play here for LPW. Like, you know, I think I would be tempted to have Kelly hold on to it and roll out, give them like the run pass option, but
maybe I'm seeing Shelley go back in too. So I gotta believe he might be a player.
You know, that's the beauty of LPW. They have a lot of options here.
Yeah. So they're gonna line up Pricer again, spread out as a receiver to the left. Kelly is gonna keep it. He's got room to the right. He's gonna get to the marker for a first down out of the 20-yard line. LPW moving the sticks after being held up by a holding penalty to push them back. They get the first down. 6:41 to go. First set it down.
It'll be a first down for LPW.
Yeah, Kelly's done an outstanding job this year running the ball, and I think he trusts the ball. I mean, not that he doesn't trust the other guys, but he knows what he can do.
He's Rochford not doing a great job on the weak side out tonight.
World Series score in Toronto. No score in the bottom of the first inning.
Mike Holmes, keeping everybody updated on what's going on here. No score in the World Series between the Dodgers and Blue Jays. And a handoff there, and that is Ronan Merritt, who's going to get about 3, maybe 4 yards on the play, down close to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, Merritt, and LPW is chewed up already 5 minutes on this drive. This could be...
If they can score, this is working out kind of well from a time standpoint there. Fortuitous, for sure. Second down and 6 from the right hash. Ball to 16. I wish the crowd was into the game. I really do. Pricer out to the left. The snap there, and it's going to be a keeper by Kelly. Nice cut up inside there. Down inside to the 14-yard line. A couple more yards on the play. You're looking at the third down at about 4.
Oh, and as we mentioned, you know, we were here in Letchworth in the senior night, so we got a lot of enthusiastic fans here. And they're vocal for their team. They've given a lot to cheer for, and 6-1 hoping to get, or 6-1 hoping to go to 7-1 in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. And just to recap here, when we get a moment, not right now because they're coming to the line here, I want to look at the sectional story again here. It's spread out to the left, and Kelly here. It's going to be a handoff to Sumariski, and a very close to first down. I think he's got a first down. Inside the 10, it's first and goal, I think, on there.
Yeah, they are going to be the first down. So just a quick hitter to Sumariski.
So standing-wise, East Rochester, Bonanza, where they are, they can't jump over LPW in the standings, right? They're 2 games back, I think, right?
They would both be 6-2 after.
Okay.
But it's a weird point standing thing that they do. So
sure.
Now
they're going to have a timeout. Chain Gang's going to do a measurement. Let's step away for 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Chain Gang's out on the field here to check with 5 minutes left to see if Sumariski's run is enough for first down, and it would appear to be plenty. There you go. So at least 3/4 of a ball length. And so LPW, first and goal. So here we go with 5 minutes to go, John, and try to get that touchdown.
Yeah, exactly 5 minutes to go. And I think they'll once the Chain Gang leaves the field, they'll wind the clock. And, as you know, now it's over 6 minutes in this drive.
they can afford to be really deliberate here on each play and just use clock. I mean, you've got to get in, but still. And here they go. They're going to approach the line, LPW. From exactly on the 10-yard line, from that power tee. And it's Zubarisky there with a run that's going to get him inside the about the 7. So gain of 2 or 3 yards on the play here, second and goal.
Yeah, looked like it could have been a false start.
Yeah, it did.
But I think they hiked it so soon, the refs let him play. And, you know, I think you generally let the kids decide it.
Let them play.
I mean, unless it's an outright penalty, that was borderline. So good for them to let it go.
Second and goal for the 7. Kelly, Zubarisky, handoff. Nope. It's Kelly with a keeper trying to head toward the goal line and get in for the touchdown. It's a touchdown! 12-7 with the conversion to come at 3:58 to go.
Yeah, Maddox Kelly with the fake handoff and the 7-yard touchdown run going off the left side. And, you know, mentioned Kelly's running abilities. He's been super all year and especially here tonight. Some clutch run.
And now with the conversion. Now, here's an interesting choice. You got to throw them. But do you go for 2?
Well, I think Kelly's back out. If you're really that 1 point, I don't know if it does a whole lot. I mean, then you get beat. You can get beat with the extra point. So if you go for 2, give yourself a 7-point lead.
But the defense has to do their job. So, I mean, I guess you go for the 2 and see what happens. And here they go. Go for that 2-point conversion. They'll send Ronan in motion there. And it's going to be handoff to Zubarisky trying to get to the pylon. Is he going to get there? And he is going to be shy. All right, so it's 12-7. We'll step away for 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Got to thank DK back in the studio for doing a job tonight. We had a couple of technical things early on and stuff, but we persevered through it. So thank you to him for holding down the fort. And here we go. 3:58 to go. It is 12-7 LPW over East Rochester, Gananda. The Bombers are going to get the ball now. And at times we've seen Redavian Allen do nice things in the running game. But it is crunch time. Now the Bombers need a touchdown here. And here's the kickoff. End over end. Going to be taken at the 25 to the 30. 35. And right around just shy of the 35. And the 30, no, it's actually up to the almost the 40-yard line there. So first and 10 from the 39.
Yeah, East Rochester Gananda got a good drive start. All probability is good chance to be their final drive of the game. Just 2:52 left.
So we'll see what Detman and company can dial up and see if they can find their way to the end zone. A field goal will do them no good. They're going to spread 2 receivers out. Justice Allen and Andrew Newman are going to be spread out to the left. Nobody to the right. Detman from the gun. There's 2 backs in the backfield with Damian Allen's back there waiting on the snap. Hand off to Damian Allen, trying to cut up inside, and LPW is ready for him. A gain of maybe 1 on the play.
Yeah, outstanding job by LPW that time. They just tried a quick hitter up the middle. It seems like they've had more success going to the outside, but trying to change things up that time. LPW ready for it.
There have been a couple of nice runs by Damian Allen up the middle. There's been a moment, and of course, the touchdown run happened on that carry by Munding. But yeah, LPW tightened up big time there. They'll spread a receiver to the right, 1 to the left here with 3:24 to go on a 2nd down and 9. Back at their own 41-yard line. Detman, shotgun snap, kind of low. Now he's going to pass it, complete to Justice Allen. He beats one man. He is down now into the LPW territory, and he brings a host of tacklers with him down to about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, just a quick hit to Allen and made one guy move, miss, and he was off to the race.
And the Bombers seem to be wanting to move quickly here. It's 3:11 to go. As the clock will stop with the now they got to move. Now they got the clock moving 3:07, and the Bombers here from the LPW 34. It's getting real interesting here. Under 3 minutes to go now. Set it through, receiver to the right, one to the left. Devin for the shotgun. They'll shift the middle to the right. Detman waits. Now Justice Allen in motion. Radavian Allen's going to take it off right tackle, and he's going to get brought down after a gain of about 3 yards on the play. It'll be second and seven with 2:42 to go.
Yeah, LPW will take that every time. It's a 3 yard gain, and the clock's still running. So, the playbook is open for East Rochester Ganonda, but
yeah,
they can't be messing around for too long.
So they'll spread out. They'll send Andrew Newman way, way out to the left side there. They got Justice Allen in the slot, Radavian Allen in the backfield. Detman waits on the shotgun snap, and now Justice Allen in motion. Radavian Allen on the keeper off the left side. Room to run to the second level. One man to beat. Headed toward the end zone. The twist and turn, and he's going to go in for a touchdown. And that now makes it 13-12 with the conversion to come.
Yeah.
2:07 to go, sir.
Yeah, no, it's like Radavian Allen right off the middle, like you said, from a couple plays ago, and that time he took it to the house.
Some quick strike capability there. And despite the one snap through this half, John, what did we talk about at halftime? There are no turnovers this half, you know, by E.R. Ganonda and stuff, and they have that capability to do things, you know, offensively, and there you go. They quickly move down the field. Now LPW's got to find a way to get within field goal range or score here with 2:07 left with a conversion to come. They'll go for two here to try to make it a 3-point lead. Radavian Allen in motion. And Detman is going to get brought down by a host of tacklers, so it remains 13-12. East Rochester Ganonda with 2:07 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 Football. I'm CJ Country.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With three floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
This one's not over yet. East Rochester Ganonda 13, LPW 12. 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter here out at Letchworth High School. As Sumer is deep and Merritt are deep to receive this kick. LPW down by one. Missing a couple key players tonight. Missing McIntyre and missing Braden Merritt tonight with his injuries. Unaware of their status for next week. We'll see how it shakes out, but Bombers get ready to kick this off, and LPW has got to do a lot in a short amount of time. They tend to be more of the longer drive type team this season so far. At least it's sort of worked out that way, but they're going to have to do a lot with a little. All right, so Chisino here to kick it off. Going from your radio right to left. We'll see if he squibs it up the field. I imagine that might be the case. Make one of the up men have to take it. And it will be sort of a low trajectory kick taken. Oh, and it bounces off a player and taken there. That's Mann on the carry there up to the 25-yard line. Justin Mann is going to get it up to about the 25. So 75 yards away from Painter with 2 minutes to go. Storybook finish?
Oh, they do have time. And
yeah.
We saw earlier the play that was called back, Maddox Kelly. You know, that would have been another touchdown here, or you know would have. What I'm trying to say is they had the capability.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so here they go. First and 10 from their own 25. 2 minutes to go, and I don't know if they burned any timeouts yet. Here we go with Kelly. And it's a pitch around to Sumariski off the left side and to the sideline and going to get close to a first down if he doesn't have it. He heads out of bounds there, but I think he might have the first down.
Really close.
It's really close. It's at least a gain of nine.
And
they're going to keep the clock moving, so he did not get out of bounds. 146, 145.
Oh, it was a good first carry. The offense has to keep it going, keep the chains moving so they can stop the clock.
Kelly with a going to roll out. Kelly's going to roll, trying to find a receiver downfield. Stops, throws, and it's complete. The Sun 40, 35, and out of bounds. At the ER, get at the 35-yard line, a pass to Mason Sun. The junior, a great touchdown to flash.
Outstanding job by Maddox Kelly. Takes the handoff, rolling out to his right. Pricer was looking for the ball. He was covered, and then became uncovered, and outstanding play for LPW.
35 yards from taking the lead, 125 to go. LPW here on a first and 10. And it's going to be a pitch out. Kubarinski moves the ball. It's loose. Tries to fall on it, and he will, but it's going to be a loss of the lead. Unless they're signaling, then ER Canada's got it. There's a scramble for waiting for the official call. There was a pitch out there, and Kubarinski, I don't know if the ball ever got to his hands or not. Yeah, waiting for the call. And I'm still waiting for the official signal on this. Yep, they're saying it's LPW ball, but a loss on the play of 15 yards from the 50. Are they saying turnover on downs? I'm still waiting for the official determination.
No, it wasn't turnover on down.
Off the 15.
Okay, lost the 15 on the play. That's what I thought it was. I didn't see anything here. 104 to go. 104 to go. So here they are, 50 yards away. And it's going to be a... And that's a 2nd and 10 there. The yard markers across the way say first down, but it's actually a 2nd and 25.
Well, they might have said they actually lost. Well, I don't know.
So on the play there, I was trying to remember there, because did Kubarinski lose the handle on it? What happened?
I think they tried a pitch.
They tried a pitch, but it was ahead of him. He never quite got to it.
Right.
And
the Gananda player was there as well. So it was a play that was kind of doomed to fail, but luckily for LPW, they did get the ball back. Kubarinski fought for the ball, got it back, so they still have a chance here.
59 seconds to go. LPW, 50 yards away. They're going to have to dial up, I wonder if they can go to the pass play again. Kelly was really good in space there, stretching that play as long as he could to get the pass to Sunset, to put him in that position. And I wonder if they may have to resort to that as well, too. Get ready to approach the line.
I actually think East Rochester Granada might have taken that timeout because the coach has been talking to the officials about that last play.
Right.
Still talking to him.
Still, yeah, he is. You're right across the way there.
And it looked like he did signal that way, so I don't think it was an LPW timeout.
And we got the LPW coaching staff halfway out on the field as well, too, over here, trying to button this up and figure out where we go from here on this next play.
How do you like it?
How do you like it? Man, now the official talking to the LPW staff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So two... second down at 25. Maybe the time's the dispute?
Well, you would think they would signal up if they wanted to add or subtract time.
So right.
Now they're going to not start the clock yet.
Okay. 59 seconds to go. Second at 25 for LPW from the 50. Back to pass. Kelly. He's got to stop. He's got to throw, and it's going to go out of bounds. Incomplete. It's headed for Rhoda Merritt at the 45. Stops clock with 54 seconds to go. It's the 3rd and 25.
Yeah, limited number of plays when you have a 3rd and 25 and only a minute left. And obviously, East Rochester Granada knows what you need to do. So let's take a special play here.
So LPW is going to spread two receivers out. Pricer and Kubarinski out to the right side. Two receivers to the left. Gath is the only back in the backfield, Kelly, and it's going to be a handoff to Gath up the middle, trying to find room to run, and Gath is only going to get about 4 or 5 yards. He's brought down to the 46. 45 seconds to go. Down by one, and it's a fourth down and 21, and LPW is going to burn a timeout.
Yeah, so they tried to just kind of change things up that time with a quick hitter to Gaff and just unable to elude the one East Rochester Ganondo tackler.
Such an interesting game, the way this has all transpired. All the turnovers early on, and then the inadvertent whistle we had that wiped out a long run by Maddox Kelly. And it's brought us all to this, 13-12 with 42 seconds left. East Rochester Ganondo clinging to a one-point lead. It is a third down and 25.
I think it's actually going to be fourth, I think.
Fourth down, you're right. Sorry, fourth down. We're at fourth down. When they come back from this timeout, we'll see what happens here. But what do you dial up? It is, you know.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do?
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't try, you don't get. We'll see what they can pull together here. It is Sumeriski, it is Gass, it is Ronan Merritt that are going to be the backfield for this. They're going to spread a receiver way, way, way out to the right side. And it's going to be a back to pass. The rush is on. Kelly throws the ball, is out, and we'll see who falls on it. And that, but nonetheless, that's going to do it. That is going to do it right there. As Maddox Kelly gets sacked, Yarganada gets the ball, and there you go. And so now Yarganada is going to basically just do the victory formation and call it a game there. What a tough turn of events for LPW here in this at the very end.
Yeah, it's a tough play. Kelly's back to pass, the blind side hit on him, and we expected a close game, and then,
sure.
If these two teams were to meet in the sectionals, I think it'd probably be another close game.
Like you were saying, though, this probably has implications. That it could be that Yarganada does jump over LPW in the standings. It could be.
I don't know. It is.
You never really know, but they figured out.
Yeah, like I said, it's not straight ahead seeding like they do in basketball. It's strength of schedule, and you don't really know the strength of schedule until all the games are done.
Yep.
So I think we'll know Sunday morning.
Tough fought game. The Bombers are going to win this one, 13-12 over LPW. LPW dropped to 6-2 on the season to finish the regular season with the sectionals coming next week. So second half summary, John.
Yeah, it was Owen Munding with the 27-yard touchdown run for Utah Ganondo. The kick was good. They made it 4-7-6. And then for LPW is Maddox Kelly with a 7-yard touchdown run conversion. No good. That made it 12-7 for 3:58 left. And then Ray David Allen, a 31-yard touchdown run. And the conversion, no good. That made it 13-12. But, the fortunate thing for LPW is they will have at least one home game.
It's interesting. I think what we talked about at halftime kind of came to fruition. If Yarganada buttons up and took care of the mistakes, then they were more efficient offensively and got themselves on track.
Yeah, and then we mentioned it a couple times, and LPW did miss a couple key players, both offensively and defensively.
All right. I want to thank BK back in the studio for handling the board.
Yeah,
I will be on tomorrow at the Tradio, and then we'll be ready for day two of Stuff the Truck. And we'll have sectional action in football for you next week as soon as time and location and opponent is determined. So for John Carlson, this is Jimmy Jam. Want to wish you all a very good night from Letchworth High School.
Tonight's Section 5 football game was brought to you by SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hart's Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years.
Beers by Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984 by Salmon Orthodontics. Start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edelrock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom. Your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club. Welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Family Furniture. They make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia. Your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia. You have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw. An established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs. Specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the good hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
To hear the replay of the game, go to WCJW.com. Select Section 5 Sports in the tab and click Football. Your home for high school sports is Western New York's CJ Country.